T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta know Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on The Fan.
Alright, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. It's actually only 10:04, so I don't want to get Dolph mad. Dolph's had a rough morning already. He really has. Benigno and Roberts, we are live in living color. We are at Hooters in the shadow of Madison Square Garden. I mean, we literally could touch Madison Square Garden from where we are right now. And, of course, we'll be here till 1 o'clock when Francesa on The Fan will come your way. We got Steve Apnea with us here doing a brilliant job fighting tooth and nail with Dove right now. And then, of course, we have Ernie Acosta and a cast of thousands that aren't even here yet. Bro, how are you?
I'm doing great. And first of all, Hooters will be opening at about 11:30. So you can come on by.
Okay, there you go.
And watch us live from a Hooters restaurant on 33rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. Apnea has done such a great job
trying to get us
on the air today. Apnea. Did I call you Apnea?
My bad, bro. Dove has got to be a program director because all he does is complain and correct you.
I know.
That's his name wrong.
Complain and correct. It's Eric Spitz. It's Mark Chernoff. It's a laundry list of program directors over the years that have been in this world.
Now you're right.
Dove. Enough. Lighten freaking up.
So I should let you say his name wrong?
God.
I don't want to mess up your name.
Enough already. But even Steve wasn't upset about it. Only you.
Steve was actually laughing.
I mean, I can't take it anymore. It's almost as bad as my daughter texting me a million times about this nonsense, and I don't even go into what it is. Enough already. All right, let's talk some sports here.
Well, I was going to say that
you're going to correct my grammar next? Is that what's coming next, Dove?
It may be.
Damn it, Dove. You've
been working all day on us for that.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to say that Steve has gotten here at like 4 in the morning. He was working very hard to get us on the air, and he's done a great job. So, good job out of you.
Steve, you did a tremendous job.
I just want
to deal
out
with the nonsense back on Hudson Street right now. I mean, you deserve a raise just for that.
Absolutely.
God.
No, you're
and
doing
I'm
a
sorry
great job.
I mispronounced your name, Steve.
No, that was me. I screwed it up.
Well, but you didn't yell at you. He yelled at me.
That's
oh, my God.
To the people here at Hooters, get Steve whatever he wants. The guy's worked hard. He's a little stressed, and he's a good guy. All right?
There you go.
Oh, look, we're opening the doors early to accommodate the broadcast.
And this is Andrea, right? Did I say it right? Andrea? Am I correct?
Andrea, okay. Thank you very much.
Andrea, you're doing a tremendous job.
So that's the kind of stuff we're doing today at Hooters. They're opening the building early for you to come down and watch the program. Now, let's start off and be brutally honest.
Go ahead.
Matt Harvey stunk
last God.
Night.
You know what? This guy, give me a break. I mean, the line doesn't look terrible, okay? But he gets a 7-0 lead, and he's walking the world. He's walking the pitcher leading off innings. He got lucky that one time because the guy had a base hit that hit the runner.
Eric Ibar.
Right, who knows? That ended an inning for him.
Yep.
I mean, whatever. And 102 pitches in 5 innings?
You know,
come on.
In the first inning, the first batter he faced, Margot, he fell behind 3-0. Now, give him credit. Harvey struck him out. The leadoff hitter in the second inning, the immortal Ryan Scrimpf and his 160 average, he walked him on 4 pitches, right? Then, in the third inning, he's facing the pitcher, a relief pitcher, in Craig Stammen.
Yes, right. Guy never hits.
And he falls behind him 3-0 and eventually walks him. And I think you're right, Joe. That line made it look a lot better than what it really was. The guy doesn't throw strikes.
Not at all.
His command
Which,
is
by the way,
off.
The whole pitching staff now is walking guys at an alarming rate.
Yeah, DeGrom's done alarming. Better. He's cut it down
But
a
even
little
he's
bit.
Walked guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he walked six guys in a game a couple of weeks.
Terrible.
But he's cutting down on
right,
it. I have more confidence
right.
in
well,
him.
Yeah, I got more confidence in him than anybody. Yeah. It's not even close.
Wheeler walks a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Right about
yeah,
that.
Yep.
Tommy Malone doesn't walk enough guys.
He just gets up bombs.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you feel good because the Mets won last night and they knocked out Chacín in the first inning, and that was great. I mean, Michael Conforto is putting together an all-star season. But it's very – like, the feeling I had walking out of Citi Field last night was I have no confidence in this guy.
No, I got
this
none.
Is the worst
none.
Offense in baseball. And Matt Harvey labored through five innings and couldn't throw strikes.
And I know you were at the game, and I thought Ron Darling hit it right on the head, and I'm sure he's probably going to take criticism for what he said, but he basically said Harvey he's lost his confidence.
Oh, completely.
And you see it on the mound. I mean, that, you know, that cocky guy that used to be out there with some chutzpah and all, that's gone now.
Well, it's very tough to be confident when you throw the baseball and you have no idea where it's going. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's stuff or velocity. He has no idea where the baseball's going. When you're falling behind Craig Stammen and you can't throw strikes to him, that just shows you. He doesn't know. So I think the confidence being lost probably has a lot to do with the fact that back in the day, the old Matt Harvey, the Dark Knight Matt Harvey, whatever the heck you want to call him, Happy Harvey Day.
Yeah, remember Happy Harvey
Day?
Oh,
I remember.
Oh, my God.
I saw a guy wearing the shirt last night. I'm like, are you not embarrassed to wear that shirt?
You know, we're going to have a Happy Dope Day before we have a Happy
that?
Harvey Day. Well, before we have another Happy Harvey Day.
That is fair.
Are you kidding me?
That is fair. I think it's actually worse to wear a Happy Harvey Day shirt. I think that's worse than wearing a no-run DMC shirt from the New York Yankees. That is actually worse.
Yeah,
because
well,
thinking about Harvey Day is comical. We are so far away from Happy Harvey Day.
That's long gone.
And you mentioned it like last night in a game in which you thought early it would be easy. And while it was easy, look at the relievers they had to
yeah,
use.
Yeah, but you know why?
Because Matt only goes through five.
Let's go back to you know how easy it was. They get seven runs. They have an unbelievable first inning. They put seven runs on the board. And Michael Conforto was on his way to being a star. I mean, you know,
oh,
you
it's
know,
been great.
I mean, you know, it certainly looks that way. But anyway, that said, seven runs on the board. Immediately walks the leadoff hitter to start the second inning.
Yep.
Before you know it, what's his name? Renfroe hits a bomb off the wall. I mean, come on.
Yeah, made it a five-run game.
You're up 7-0. I mean, can you close it down this inning?
And I think at that point,
even though it was only two runs, it ticked me off.
Well, because when you fall behind seven or eight runs, which the Mets have done a few times this year, you're looking to just scratch out a few runs and make it a game. And
right,
at least for
right,
a while, look, they made it a 7-2 game, and you thought, wow, this thing could get dicey. But the Mets had to use so much of their bullpen last night. I mean, Josh Smoker, welcome back from Vegas, first pitch home run. I mean, you're talking about a guy that didn't waste any time.
Against a lefty, no less.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were up 8-2 at that point.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel too bad.
I didn't feel too bad, and I understand that Jerry Blevins hadn't worked in a couple of days, and, you know, Fernando Salas hasn't been overworked recently. But when you're up in a game like that, you're looking for seven innings out of Matt Harvey.
Oh, please.
And
at
he gives
six.
You five.
But that's, you know, even Terry
five.
Collins before the game basically is saying, you know, well, you know, we can get him into the seventh inning. What is that?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Enough
of
that.
Really, it really is nothing. That's why, and we said before this series, and they still have two more games to go here, that they better sweep this lousy
they
team.
They better sweep them.
If they're trying to get back
they
in the race.
They better sweep them, bro.
But I think you look at Matt's next start, which is going to be Sunday night baseball against the Pirates. That's his next
in
start.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. And it's very difficult to have any confidence that he's figuring this thing out. I mean, if the positive is he didn't implode, if that's really the positive, then we're setting the bar way too low. Because he just wasn't good last night. And I think sometimes it gets overshadowed because of the fact they scored seven runs in the first inning and won the game, and his line wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But he walked four guys in five innings and was falling behind guys constantly in this game.
He was just not very effective at all last night. You know, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, they were fortunate they got the seven runs. You know, they put big numbers on the board for him. I don't know. He is at best right now a mediocre pitcher.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say at best he's mediocre.
Yeah, and the one thing the Mets need to be careful with is rushing Seth Lugo and Steven Matz back. Now, they both made their second rehab start last night. And they both
pitched too well.
Right, they both got beat up pretty well, which I'm not going to go crazy about because it's really about them being healthy and them working their way back, specifically Matt's, because Seth Lugo hasn't proven anything. I mean, we really shouldn't be talking about Seth Lugo like he's some savior. The guy had a couple of good starts last year. So did Robert Gazelman. How's that worked out?
Yeah, well.
So it's really Matt's, because the one thing we have said about Matt's is that when he pitches, he's pretty good. You know, when he's out there every 5 days, he isn't bad.
Right.
But it worries me that the Mets look at their rotation and are so down on it. I mean, they don't know who's starting Saturday. It could be Tommy Malone. It could be Josh Smoker. It could be Tyler Pill. It could be me. Who the heck knows?
I'd pitch Pill. Instead of seeing Malone again, I'd rather see the kid Pill.
I would give Pill a shot.
I don't know what he is. I mean, I know what Malone is.
And I don't think that being a finesse pitcher should be such a dirty word.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I know it's 2017 and it's all about the radar gun, but how? I mean, it would almost be refreshing to see a guy who's a touch-and-feel pitcher. Like, we never see those guys anymore.
Yeah. Well, they could barely get into the major leagues anymore.
Because they don't give them a shot.
Because they don't throw the ball 99 miles an hour.
Because you got a guy in the minors with a sparkling ERA, but that doesn't matter because he's not striking out enough guys.
No, I'm with you, bro.
And that doesn't mean I think Tyler Pill's going to be great. Who knows? A guy could come in and throw batting practice for all we know.
He can't be worse than Malone.
It's tough to.
Right.
It's tough
to
be worse.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
But on the positive side, because the Mets did win last night, and they have won 3 out of their last 4 games, it is time to get giddy about Michael Conforto.
Oh, my God.
Because it's no longer just a hot streak. He is now clearly the best hitter on this team. At least he has been over the first couple of months. And you start to dream about the idea of getting Yoenis Cespedes back and envisioning that lineup. But Conforto continues
to be great.
They scored runs,
though. I mean, that's the one thing, though. I mean, even without Cespedes, this team has scored a lot of runs.
But that's the thing. They only get better with Cespedes back.
No,
I'm not saying the offense is their problem.
No, it hasn't been.
But you only get better if you can throw Yoenis in the middle of that order.
No question about it.
But, I mean, yesterday, what was so amazing, that opening at-bat, it's a 10-pitch at-bat.
10-pitch.
And here's the other thing. He never worked at the 3-2 where he was going to get a good pitch. He was behind 1-2, and he kept fouling balls off. And even before he hit the home run, I'm thinking, boy, this is a great at-bat. You know, even if he strikes out, he made this guy work. Jose Reyes has seen a lot of pitches on deck. What a great start to this game. And then he puts the exclamation point on it by hitting the ball over the fence.
Well, you know,
great at-bat.
And, of course, you got that. He capped it off at the end of the inning by getting that 2-run single to make it 7-0. But how about the home run, and not just the home run he hit last night to left center. What a bomb that was.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
How about the power this kid has to left field?
Opposite
field power is unbelievable.
It really is.
Kid.
And one thing that's underrated. Really is. One thing that's underrated about him, and I think it's the same thing when we talk about Aaron Judge, is how good both of them have
that's
been
right.
defensively.
Yep, that's true.
And the
that's
one
true.
Thing I worry about, but they really don't have any other option, is that when Yoenis comes back, he's going to play center field.
He's going to play. I don't think there's any question about it.
He's got to go there.
Unless the only other way that it wouldn't happen is if you, and I know Duda had a nice game last night, is if you move Bruce to first base.
Yes.
And then you play Curtis in center.
That's
and
true.
Play Conforto in right.
Yeah,
and even though Cespedes should be playing right.
And that's an option. Yeah,
right.
well we
that's
know
another
that.
Story.
That really is.
Right.
That is an option, too.
Yeah.
Because I think all of us have more confidence in Curtis Granderson than we do Duda.
Yes.
Despite, like you said, Duda
actually
had a
nice game
last
night. 3 RBIs, couple hits.
Yeah, and Bruce has that back issue, so who knows if that's going to affect him at all. But the bottom line is they won a baseball game, but it was the same old for Matt Harvey as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no question about
same
it.
Same old stuff.
Yeah, same, no doubt. Well, but they got to win these next 2 games. They got to sweep San Diego. To me, they have to win these next 2.
All you've got
to do. Anything short of that is disappointing.
No doubt. All you got to do is look at the Padres' lineup, look at their rotation, and look at their record. And that's all you need to know. There's no excuse the Mets need to win these 3 games. Toll-free number is 877-337-6666. We'll get to the surprisingly bad performance by the Yankee bullpen, plus your calls. Yep. Beningo and Roberts live from Hooters on 33rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenue.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.